Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. On March 29th, Glenn Pugh won the gold medal at the Aramark Culinary Excellence Challenge in Knoxville. He competed against chefs from colleges and universities all over the South, and he took home the top prize for his jalapeno stuffed chicken and cheesecake. This king of the kitchen has a regular job in MTSU's own Macaulay Dining Hall, preparing nutritious food that college students actually want to eat. We'll talk about fine cuisine, feeding mass numbers of people, and what it takes to become a master of the culinary arts. But first, a little food for thought from MTSUnews.com.
Here are a few of the stories now on MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. Dr. Stephen G. Estes, chair of the MTSU Department of Health and Human Performance, soared with the U.S. Army's Golden Knights parachute team in a tandem jump June 14th at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Estes jumped simultaneously with an Army paratrooper who pulled Estes' ripcord in addition to his own. Some of the more celebrated individuals to jump with the Golden Knights include actor-comedian Bill Murray, Ann Curry of NBC's Today Show, and former president George H.W. Bush, who took the plunge on June 12, 2009, to celebrate his 85th birthday. And about 50 Mitchell Nielsen Elementary School students participated in the two-week Camp Prism this year. Camp Prism, a collaboration between MTSU and Murfreesboro City Schools, helps students expand their knowledge of math and science. For MTSU News anytime, go to MTSUnews.com.
Glenn Pugh, thanks for being with us today on MTSU on the Record.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us first about the Aramark Culinary Excellence Challenge. Aramark is the company with which MTSU has contracted to provide its food services here on campus. And how was this particular competition structured? How did it work? Did they put you in teams, or were you strictly in individual settings?
Well, the object of this competition is to develop a team that will represent the southern region. Aramark as a company is broken to several different regions across the United States and Canada, and each region will select their own chefs to compete as a team. A team is made up of three people. The way we do it in the South is we'll have three competitions, like semifinals, and the top three from each of those competitions will compete again at the finals, and then the top three from that competition will represent the South as our national team.
But you prepared your particular dish by yourself, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What were the criteria that you had to meet?
Well, you have 2.5 hours to make an entree and a dessert for six people. Typically, the competitions are done with a mystery basket where you can get anywhere from 7 to 8 ingredients that you do not know about ahead of time, and you'll have 10 to 20 minutes to develop a menu, and then you got to start cooking. This competition was different. We actually got to develop a recipe ahead of time and then bring that to the competition and prepare it.
Did you have to bring your own ingredients as well? Since you had to prepare the recipe in advance, did you have to bring your own ingredients with you, or did they provide ingredients for you on site?
All the ingredients were provided on site. The only thing we were responsible for is our own equipment.
So you had to bring your own stove, refrigeration?
No, there was. We competed at UT Knoxville in one of their dining halls, so we had access to, you know, refrigerators and ovens and stuff like that.
You brought your own pots and pans.
We brought
whisks, knives.
I used 2 gas burning stoves at my station to facilitate cooking, but other than that, it was provided.
And tell us a little bit about the jalapeno stuffed chicken.
It's delicious. I don't know what else to say. But no, I prepared it by grilling jalapenos until the skin turns black so you can peel it off. I diced that up with sauteed bacon, onions, cheddar cheese, garlic and chives, breadcrumbs, and make that into a stuffing. And you butterfly the chicken breast and pound it out so it's a nice flat sheet. And then you can roll it and tie it up and bake it.
Wow. Is it hot, or just mildly hot?
Most people would think it's hot, but it's not. Actually, when you grill the jalapenos and take the seeds out, a lot of the, it's called capsaicin, is the chemical that makes it hot. It leaches out when you cook it that way. So it's left with just the jalapeno flavor and a little bit of heat.
A little bit of sting, but not enough to drive you toward the pitcher of lemonade.
That's right. Okay.
And the cheesecake.
The cheesecake. It's just a standard vanilla bean cheesecake. The variation I did on it for the competition, I like to call a chocolate-dipped strawberry cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
I made a strawberry puree, of course, fresh strawberries, everything from scratch. Pour that on the cheesecake with a chocolate ganache topping and a almond lace cookie.
Why is it that so many restaurants are in favor of putting stringing raspberry sauce over cheesecake and all the other desserts? I mean, it looks elegant, but I hate raspberries. I'm so glad you used strawberries instead. You could do it with any fruit, couldn't you?
That's right. You could do it with any fruit. A lot of chefs are attracted to the bright red color of raspberry and strawberry. Chefs are always looking for ways to add depth and flavor and, you know, to their dishes. So it's really a personal preference for the chef and what they like to use.
Who were the judges at the Knoxville competition, and what qualifies them to be the judges?
Our regional vice president was one of the judges. Two clients from UT Knoxville that are in charge of deciding whether or not Aramark provides the food services, they were part of the judges. There were two kitchen judges roles were played by executive chefs that worked for Aramark, and the executive chef at UT Knoxville was a kitchen judge. The qualifications for such, obviously the kitchen judges have to be qualified chefs, either through professional training or supplemental training from, you know, an accredited university.
Mm-hmm.
As for tasting judges, we would like them to have, you know, background in food, but for this first competition, it wasn't really a requirement.
Yeah. Now, do they cleanse their palate in between tasting the dishes so that they won't transfer flavors from one to the other?
Of course, there's about a 3-minute break between each dish they have to try. They're provided, you know, water and crackers to nibble on to cleanse the palate.
And if you're wondering who won the silver, it was Greg Lefebvre of North Georgia College and State University. He prepared a quick jerk chicken and coconut kisses. Mark Smith of the University of South Florida got the bronze. He fixed chicken Catalina and white chocolate bread pudding. Are all of these chefs Aramark employees?
Yes. This ACE, as Aramark likes to call it, Aramark loves acronyms, so if we shorten this one to ACE, it's all Aramark chefs. It's nationwide, the entire U.S. and Canada.
And these the purpose of the competition, I suppose, is to perpetuate a sense of pride in what you do and to help instill a sense of wanting to keep the value of your preparation for Aramark at a high level, which you guys would do anyway because you have personal pride in your careers and in your reputations. But do you know most of or even some of the chefs from the other parts of the country? Do you guys stay in touch? Do you network? Do you know each other personally?
Yeah, this is one of the greatest things about ACE. It really is a celebration of all the chefs that work for Aramark. And not only is it a great time for the chefs, it allows us to network. We develop recipes that we can generate into our, you know, food production for campuses, you know, new ideas. Every time I compete, I learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I still talk to all the chefs I compete with.
Is the jalapeno stuffed chicken something that you could see yourself serving at MTSU?
Absolutely. I've actually have submitted it for review to be a master recipe for Aramark. So hopefully, you know, we can get it going.
Oh, who makes the decision on that?
Our corporate offices in Philadelphia will ultimately decide.
So if they give you the go-ahead, then you can start serving it at Macaulay, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll look forward to that.
I'm actually planning on setting up next semester a chef exhibition for me. I'll be preparing that dish at the chef's table at Macaulay next semester. So
also, people will actually get to see you work.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll bring Aramark a little bit closer to the students, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They don't know the people who work in the kitchen, and they don't even really know the people who serve them behind the counter, because there are so many of the students and so few of you. There's not really much of a chance for personal interaction, is there?
Well, yes and no. I've developed a little bit of a relationship with some of the students that come in and say hello, and, you know, usually the ones that are really excited about the food, and, you know, but yeah, we serve so many people a day, I can't get to know every single one of them. And that's why I really enjoy these things, because when the students get to see me out there cooking right up front, it provides an extra level of excitement, gets them engaged, makes them want to come back. So it's a wonderful opportunity.
We'll have more with Glenn Pugh right after this. This is MTSU on the Record.
The MTSU Department of Art has the newest facility for visual arts in the state, with approximately 50,000 square feet of space, including high-tech computers and computer-driven equipment for multimedia, graphic design, printmaking, sculpture, painting, and ceramics. We feature a visiting artist lecture program and an exhibition program that exposes students to work by national and international artists. This is Jean Nagy, Chair of the Department of Art.
To find out more, visit mtsunews.com.
We're talking with Glenn Pugh, who is an Aramark chef who works in Macaulay Dining Hall here on campus and won the gold medal at the Aramark Culinary Excellence Challenge in Knoxville on March 29th. At Macaulay each day, how do you plan what to prepare?
Well, as most students know, we have a four-week menu cycle, which is available to review on Campus Dish. We develop that cycle based off of recipes that Aramark has deemed appropriate, and we confer with our clients here at MTSU to find what the needs of the student bodies are, and that starts the R&D process of the menu. And once we get the menu finalized with the clients here at MTSU, that gets approved, we put it into action. So I know what I'm going to be serving each day for the entire semester. I use past information from previous semesters and months as far as student flow of volumes, how many people come in. I know how many people I fed the previous day, the previous week, and the previous month. So it's just planning.
Do you also have input into what ingredients to order?
Yes, I'm responsible for ordering all of the food.
For Macaulay.
For Macaulay, yes.
Describe how the hall has been redesigned with a wider choice of foods. I mean, there's been a large physical design change, and there's also been a greater array of food choices implemented.
Yes. One of the things, you know, a chef these days is finding to be a challenge, especially when you're feeding a student population, is the Food Network. Because everybody watches it now, and everybody is suddenly so much more knowledgeable about food. So they start to scream for, you know, we want local produce, and we want more options. I need something vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And so that pushes us to develop and pushes us into a different direction to develop these, you know, all these stations and different options. At Macaulay, of course, we have two stations that are made to order food for each student, a chef's table and an exhibition station.
So you can go vegetarian, you can request kosher, whatever your needs are.
Yes, we are able to meet the needs of any student, allergies, anything.
I demand free-range chicken and organic vegetables, by George. And there's cereal, there's ice cream, there's a hotline. There's a place where you can get burgers and fries. There is the salad bar. The salad bar is much larger than it used to be. The dining area is rearranged. You know, the strange thing about the high school cafeterias and, for the longest time, the Keithley University Center dining area, which has also been rearranged and redesigned, is that there would be segments of people. There was something about the seating design that encouraged a separation of certain people into certain cliques and certain groups. And that wasn't very healthy for the dining experience, because a healthy dining experience, it seems to me, is not just about good food. It's about good conversation, good communication, good socialization, you know, talking, and all that sort of thing. And that plays into what you do, doesn't it?
Absolutely. One of our slogans at Macaulay is the ultimate dining experience. We love to provide that kind of atmosphere where students are able to congregate and interact with one another, experience new things. We have students all the time that just come in and hang out, you know, meet their friends and study. So it's definitely changed in the past years.
And you can do that. Can you do that without having to be on the meal plan? I'd heard Macaulay was just for the meal plan, but you can come in and pay cash.
Oh, absolutely. It's open to the public 100%. You do have to pay to come in, but, you know, for students that have their meal plans, especially if they have the unlimited, it can be just a hangout spot for them and their friends.
But if you're paying cash, then it's one price for all you can eat, whatever you want to eat, right?
As much as you would like of anything.
Do you think there's been a greater consciousness in recent years about elevating the level of college food services above the stereotypical high school and college cafeteria mystery meat level of days of yore?
Absolutely. And that goes back again to the Food Network thing. You know, students, they know, you know, they're much more knowledgeable about food, so...
Would you characterize more students these days as bona fide foodies, or do they just know what they want when they want it?
You know, some of them are, you know, foodies, but, you know, a lot of people, they just know what they want.
Okay. Do you still see students who are from the Middle Tennessee area and have been raised on that good old fried Southern cooking and don't want anything else and don't want to go for the healthy stuff? Or are the students of this generation more nutritionally aware than that?
We actually have a very good mix of the two. Every day I'm talking to students that are very health conscious and asking me what's some of the healthier options. And we actually provide a poster every day that a meal that's under 600 calories, gluten-free and vegetarian options. And then, yes, every Wednesday is Fried Chicken Wednesday, and every Friday is fried fish. So we definitely cater to the southern tastes that are here. And our menu is kind of designed off of that, the southern-style comfort food with a gourmet twist.
At Macaulay, are you involved in any of the catering activities, or is that handled by a separate area of Aramark?
Yes, our catering department is a separate department. They have their own chef. I used to do the catering here at MTSU until recently.
That takes care of official lunches and dinners that are held by faculty and administration, foods that are for academic conferences and that kind of thing.
Yes, and a lot of people might not know, but Classic Fare Catering, which is our catering company here at MTSU, is available to the public, and we are able to accommodate just about any type of party.
You're not restricted to MTSU. You can provide services to people off campus as well.
Yes.
We'll have more with Glenn Hugh on MTSU on the Record after this.
The Concrete Industry Management Program at MTSU fills the need for trained personnel who know concrete technology and techniques. Our alumni go into the marketplace grounded in basic math and science and able to promote products or services related to the industry. Our participation in the academic common market ensures talented students in other states a chance to enroll on an in-state tuition basis. This is Dr. Heather Brown, director of the program.
To find out more information on this or other university programs, visit mtsunews.com.
We're talking to Glenn Pugh, who is a chef at Macaulay Dining Hall. How and why did you become interested in being a chef?
Well, I get asked that all the time, and people are always surprised by my answer, because I am actually an MTSU graduate with a microbiology degree. I started working part-time with Aramark when I was 16. I was actually working at the James Union building for Subway when they had a retail unit in there. And I did that for about a year, and then we got a new executive chef that came on campus, and I was just thoroughly fascinated with his skill level and the things that he was doing on campus. And I started working with him on a daily basis and on the weekends and getting trained. And it just grew to a passion that I had no idea that's what I wanted to do.
So you didn't have to go to culinary school to acquire the skills that you have?
No, I didn't have to. Like I said, he was an excellent chef. He was from London. He went to Westminster, London for 7 years to be trained, and I learned so much from him. But I did do the CIA Pro Chef Level 1, which is a 5-day testing at the CIA, Culinary Institute of America in New York, and I did get that certification. So,
how different is it in trying to prepare a dinner for six, which is basically what you were doing at the competition, an entree and a dessert for six, or a small dinner party, and trying to prepare it for thousands of students every day, aside from the fact that you obviously are using different proportions and different amounts of ingredients?
Teamwork mm-hmm. and planning. It's all about teamwork and planning. You have to set yourself up for success if you want to succeed. So you got to know how much product you're going to need, how much of it they're going to eat. For example, if we have roast beef and chicken, how much of each one are they going to eat? Are they going to eat more roast beef or are they going to eat more chicken? And you learn that from, you know, just experience, you know, feeding the students. And you learn their preferences. So you just, it's planning and teamwork.
I think people, unfortunately, still have the image of the college food provider as the little old lady with the hairnet, and not as a chef whose professionalism is in league with that of his peers at high-tone professional private restaurants in the private sector. Talk a little bit about how being a chef is more than just preparing haute cuisine. It can be a lot of different things at a lot of different levels, at a lot of different types of food providing services.
Right. You know, food is everything in our everyday lives. We experience everywhere in so many different ways, and there is a huge difference between a private sit-down restaurant and an on-campus restaurant where you feed upwards of 3,000 people a day. That's one of the things we are trying to change, is that stereotype of a college cafeteria. I don't even call it a cafeteria, because to me it's a restaurant, and it's a very nice restaurant. For the amount and the variety of options, it's a great value.
What kind of study would you ordinarily have to undergo, or if you had not had this great mentor-protege relationship with the chef?
You're looking at anywhere from 2 to 6 years at a culinary college. They're all over the place, but it's just like a higher education degree. It's the same intensity, the same expectations. And you can go as far as you'd like. If you want to become a master chef, it can take about 12 years. So,
wow. Do you ever find it stressful?
Oh, yes. the most stressful thing I've ever experienced was the CIA Pro Chef testing at New York, because you're cooking for these chefs that, you know, have been doing this their whole lives, every day, teaching and, you know, all the techniques are down to the pinpoint exact. And that was definitely the most stressful time of my life, because they're constantly looking over your shoulder. You're always wondering if you're doing it exactly right. But
very demanding.
Very demanding.
Yeah. What kind of advice would you give to people who want to get into the business that you're in?
Well, I always tell people, you've got to love it. You really got to love it. Because if you don't, you'll get tired of it. So if you are looking to get into this line of work, I would suggest finding a restaurant that fits your taste, you know, finding one that you really like, trying to get your foot in the door. They have online courses at the CIA that you can take, you know, one at a time for beginning chefs to learn fundamental skills. I learn a lot from watching the Food Network also. I get great ideas from that just to see how things are done. And practice at home, on yourself, on your friends, every chance you get.
I notice Aramark, especially in the catering, puts a great emphasis on fresh fruit nowadays. Lots of cut-up cantaloupe, honeydew melon, grapes. I find a fresh fruit arrangement or a bowl full of diced fruit is at practically every function I attend here on campus. That's not by accident, is it?
No, I mean, it's a huge demand. People love fresh fruit. And if you go to online or on-campus functions that are catered by our company, the client actually has a choice of what kind of salads they want. And the fruit salad is a huge seller.
We'll take one more quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Tennessee's farm families contribute to our state's economy, nutrition, and culture. The Tennessee Century Farms program at MTSU's Center for Historic Preservation acknowledges farms that have been in the same family for at least 100 years. To date, the program has certified more than 1,000 farms. This is Kenita Hankins, director of the Tennessee Century Farms program.
And for all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
This is MTSU on the Record. We're talking to MTSU chef Glenn Pugh, actually who works for Aramark, with which MTSU contracts for food services. With the rising price of food these days, do you find it difficult to balance your budget or to know exactly what to get from what source in order to keep from going overboard or into the red?
Well, that's kind of a touchy subject for Aramark and its proprietary information, but we do have specified retailers that we purchase all of our products through because they are such large companies. They're able to provide great insurance, and we know the quality of the products are always going to be there, as well as, you know, good value for the products.
And they provide in bulk, which is extremely important.
Oh, absolutely.
If you stop by the MTSU campus, and you go into Macaulay Dining Hall to have a bite to eat, it's right across the street from the Case and Kennedy Nursing Building. Stop in and say hi to Glenn Pugh, who is winner of the gold medal at the Aramark Culinary Excellence Challenge in Knoxville. He's the executive chef. Thanks for being with us today, Glenn.
Thank you.
Here's a little after-dinner mint following our heaping helping of Glenn Pugh. The week after Glenn captured the gold medal at the semi-regional Aramark Culinary Excellence Challenge, he advanced to the next round of competition at Berry College in Rome, Georgia, where he finished in fourth place. However, that was not good enough under contest rules for him to advance to the next level. Even so, we congratulate Chef Glenn Pugh for his fine performance and wish him the best of luck next year.
MTSU On the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.